The time, 18 minutes past 8. We've been talking all week on this programme about the funding of social care, in particular care for the elderly, both at home and in specialist nursing or residential homes. And we've heard a lot of gloom and doom and the rather confusing story of Surrey Council that seemed to be planning a big rise in council taxes, then cancelled it. So what's going on? Must the future funding of social care be taken away from councils? Is the only long-term lasting solution a national solution, whether it's national taxes or a national insurance scheme that we all take out? Or can councils somehow cope? I'm joined in the studio now by Councillor Stephen Cohen, who is the Labour leader of Hammersmith and Fulham Council in London, and from our Ipswich studio by William Lang, who's the founder and director of Langbuisson Healthcare Analysts. Morning to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
Stephen Cohen, first of all, what's Hammersmith's approach to all of this?
Well, we said a long time ago, 8 years ago in opposition, we would abolish home care charges, which is exactly what we've done. We've also abolished the 15-minute visits. We've now pay the London Living Wage to our carers, and we even pay them for the travel times, which they didn't used to get paid for. So we've actually put a significant investment into home care because we think people should have the dignity of care in old age.
And the money's come from where?
Well, actually, the initial money came from closing down all the council magazines and lamppost banners and
really?
other council propaganda.
Well, that provided enough money to give a proper fillip to
in,
social
in the first year, yeah. We saved us initially £500,000, and it cost us £328,000.
I can see other councillors around the country, Labour councillors in particular, raising their eyes and saying, oh, come on, that's not serious, or not serious for us in, I don't know, Hartlepool or Doncaster or Liverpool or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get into telling other councils how to run. What I know is we've come in and we've taken £181 million out of the budget.
But are you saying that for other councils, even quite hard-pressed councils, that there is still money to be found for social care if they look for it more?
I would never tell other councils how to run their business. My contract is with the residents who hired me, but we're the only council in London to have cut council tax this term. We put record numbers of council police on the streets, and we've cut Meals on Wheels prices from £4.50 to £2. So we're doing a lot to focus on outcomes that our residents are going to notice.
And would you like to be able to, you're going to use this right that you have with the precept, as it's called, the right to increase council tax specifically for social
work? We haven't taken the precept. I mean,
Why not?
You've got to ask why the central government is doing that. Because if you're living in, I don't know, a very wealthy part of the country, then you might have a council that could raise a lot of money from it. If you're in a poorer part of the country, then it's a completely different situation. So I don't think, we don't have a postcode lottery, or we shouldn't have a postcode lottery of a National Health Service, and I don't think we should have that with adult social care.
William Lang, what do you reckon?
Well, the whole system was set up in 1993 of the community care reforms. I mean, the time, this is when funding was transferred to local authorities from central government effectively. Since then, central government has paid for most of the money spent by local authorities. Now there is a sense in which there's a trend towards pushing it back down to local authorities again. There is a problem there because the rich local authorities can afford it, the poorer local authorities can't.
And the solution to that, so we were told certainly earlier on in the week when we discussed this with people, is that the funding must be in some form national, whether it's done through the health service and then back into areas, or whether it's a separate body, but that is the only way to go.
Well, I think there is a merit in that argument, and I certainly think from the point of view of the care home sector, where we have particular knowledge, I think there is a case for an off-care to determine some element of the level of prices being paid to care homes, for example.
Do you believe, Stephen Cowan, that the fundamental solution, the solution that sort of puts us on the right track with regard to social care, is something that is done through central government?
I think the funding should be, yeah. I mean, I think I meet people in my surgery, you meet old people who sometimes lie in bed and wonder how they're going to get out to go to the toilet. You meet people who can't get out of the house or can't keep the house clean because they've either suffered a stroke or been in an accident or just got older. And I think we're a compassionate society, and we should be saying no matter where you live, we're going to make sure you get the dignity and care you need. There shouldn't be a tax on those things. So government should address that question and lead on this and provide the funding so no matter where you live, you get that care.
And in what direction, William Lang, do you think we should be going then? Because we talked also earlier in the week about insurance and the idea that we get financial companies to put up insurance so that we can insure ourselves, I don't know, in our 40s or so. But actually, when it comes to it, the details are quite tricky and not many companies seem to be that interested. Is the other answer, the only other answer, simply national taxation?
I think it is at the end of the day. We have tried private insurance. It doesn't really work, and nor has it worked in any other country in the world. So I don't think that's really the reason.
No, that's interesting. So in America, where you'd expect that people do insure them, well, they certainly insure themselves for health things, is the take-up... I know that private insurance is available there for elderly care, but you're saying the take-up isn't great? Or
the take-up is pretty low, as it is everywhere else.
Hmm. So that does then mean, Stephen Cowan, somehow that the politics of this, from the point of view of local authorities, it's got to be shifted back to the government, hasn't it? Because we had the minister on earlier in the week as well, John talking to him, and him saying very strongly, hang on a second, this is shared. It's something that local council's got to take responsibility for. You're saying that actually, if there is going to be proper, thoroughgoing reform, it must be done at the national level.
Yeah, I think the funding has to come from central government. Otherwise, you get the problems we just talked about. I mean, we took the view very early on that we're going to prioritise outcomes for our residents. So we just looked at what... We made it a priority to abolish home care, and we did it within our first 6 months of winning control of the council.
Charging
2 years
home
ago.
Care.
Home care charges, yeah. And we've done a whole bunch of other things, like put money into food banks and money into policing, that is making a real difference. So all of those decisions should be made locally. But if you're having a universal problem across the country, like what happens when you get old or disabled, that needs to be answered by the national government, and that needs to be answered with funding. Local government's very good at delivering services, but actually they've been cut by 70% since 2010, local government budgets, and that's not a way, really, to deal with this issue.
Councillor Stephen Cowan and William Lang as well. Thanks both.
Thanks.